Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
All righty, he's a presenter, producer, actor and writer, the very busy Baz Ashmawi. Although, he was just telling me how not busy he is. He's back with the show that rebuilds people's lives by rebuilding their homes. DIY SOS, The Big Build, is back for a fifth season. And they're looking for families in need to take part. Presenter Baz Ashmawi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. This place is very magical. All the elves outside, there's a couple of them with anxiety and there's who's everywhere and Doctor Who will probably be here. It's a great vibe going around.
What's the tradition in your house? Will you all be putting on the new crisp PJs and settling in?
It felt quite erotic there when you were describing what it's like to put on new PJs. I'd never heard it from that angle before and I thought, I think I'm going to buy some new PJs as soon as I'm finished here.
It's
like a
feeling of sliding into a new pair of socks, I think it's special, you know.
Yes.
And it's cute when all the kids look the same if you put them in the same cheapo pajamas.
We don't have a lot of traditions. We have we do the panto's a big one, the Gaiety panto.
Oh, yeah.
We've always done that. And the kids, they go off to the 40 foot. I don't even like a lukewarm shower, so you can take a hike.
For the Christmas Day
they
swim.
They like to do that, but I don't like that. So I let them all go off and do that. But the toy show has always been a must, you know. So even my little one now is 13, the youngest, and we have two grandkids as well. But the youngest one, she's like, we're all set for tonight. It's just that, and I'm glad.
I think we need it.
I think everyone's
got an opinion, and everyone's moaning about this, and this should be better, and that should be better, and this is unacceptable. And yes, some of that is justified.
Yeah.
But can we not just have a couple hours off?
I know.
And just let it happen.
I have a 15-year-old who I'll have to grab like a trout and drag her by the ankles downstairs. But once we're in it, we love it. It's the toy show. It's just funny.
I heard it was a great reference to the reality of it all for, I guess, modern kids today on Morning Ireland when I was driving in. And they said, some kids will watch it for, 15 minutes and then they'll go back up to the room to watch a video on YouTube of a South Korean unboxing slime. This is what the toy show is up against. How are we meant to compete with unboxing slime video?
So, but it's one of those things we'll keep. It's funny because I heard you earlier on, you were talking about vegetarians at Christmas. I remember many moons ago, I had a girlfriend who was a vegetarian and she was over with me and my mum for Christmas.
Mm.
And I swear I told my mum that this woman drinks blood. It was like, what? What? A vegetarian? A vegetarian? You know, back then it was such an awful thing you could be. My mum was disgusted that this woman was a vegetarian.
Yeah.
So I think times have changed.
I think if you talk to any vegetarians, they're probably still coming up against the thing of, well, what do we give you then? Vegetables. I think the Irish answer to dealing with a vegetarian is give them the same as everybody else. Just take the meat off the plate.
So
they just get a few, carrots and a couple of peas.
Yeah.
But look, congratulations on the DIY SOS, the big build, coming back for a fifth season.
Yeah.
You must be very proud. It's done incredible work, that show.
It's just, it's such a huge show. So just to be a part of it I was saying to someone else, you get a lot more out of doing it. I feel like I get a lot more out of it than I ever put into it, really, because it's just 10 days and you go down and you blitz it. And it's this weird mixture between kind of carnival and then lots of hairy men. And it's just, there's something about doing a job that you probably do every day, but when you do it for nothing, when you don't do it for a monetary value, it changes. It kind of, you see these carpenters getting really into what they're doing and they have all this pride in what they're putting into it.
Well, because they're volunteering.
And
it's their time and their energy.
Exactly. It's a different energy and they work so hard. So
I notice you don't do a huge amount of the DIY.
I lean a lot. I feel I lean. I'm much more of a project manager kind of position.
I haven't even let you put a tool belt on.
No, my tool belt is an Allen key and a butter knife is my toolkit. And I remember when me and Talia were sitting at home, and I said, God, they're doing this show called DIYSY, and Nick Knowles does, isn't it? And she fell off the bed. She laughed for so long, she actually kind of hurt my feelings, you know, where I was like, well, why couldn't I be on a building site? But I'm just, that's not my thing at all.
I'd wake up in a cold sweat. There's two doors in my house that are missing handles.
Yeah.
And it's been like that for months.
Yeah.
And we have this elaborate system where we have to keep the draft out. We've got to I'm embarrassed to be saying this. I've got to pull the door, get my fingers out of the way before it closes. And then I have a little piece of card that sort of gently makes it just temporarily close. I mean, it's embarrassing. So this would terrify me.
Yeah, it's funny you say that about handles, because in my own house, I remember having this argument with Tan, and she was saying, you need to fix the door handles. And I was looking around me going, have you met me? At any stage, did I give you the impression I'm that guy? Like, I'm not, like, I will write you a sonnet, but fixing door handles, I wouldn't even know where to begin with that. Like, I haven't a clue, like, you know. So I've learned a little bit along the way.
Poetry doesn't keep drafts out.
It doesn't do a lot.
Unless you put a book in the gap or something. But look, one thing that the show does, I mean, it does many things, but obviously there's a lot of fun. There, you know, there's a it's a real team effort, and you get in behind the scenes of everything that's happening. But it's the stories, it's the stories and the people that tell those stories. This is from episode one. I want to play a little clip, so just to remind people of what the show was about, if they didn't catch it or they just want to be reminded of some of the special scenes in it. This is from episode one, where we meet the lovely Caden.
What's your condition called?
Arthrogryposis.
Slow that down for me. What's it called?
Arthrogryposis.
You have surgeries and things like that, do you?
I had about like 50 surgeries altogether.
Do you have a chair to get around the house then?
Yes.
You can't use the wheelchair that much because it's just not big enough.
How do you go upstairs and downstairs?
If she's a bit lazy, she'll get my dad.
Every time he wants to go up and down the stairs to play his PlayStation, Mom, can you bring me up? We don't complain in front of him.
No.
We never say anything about, oh, me back.
Yeah, my back's in bits.
So this is where he has a shower. We had to put a deck chair into the shower and take the shower door off so he could fit. It's all about Caden.
Yeah.
It's all about his needs.
They're the kind of stories that you come face to face with, families just trying to get through the normal things, you know, just so their son can have a shower, carrying him up the stairs. Those are the things I think that really, really touch people. And I know, you know, that it really connects with you as well.
Well, I think it's funny when you do this show, because pitying people doesn't do a lot for them.
Mm.
Having empathy, like putting yourself in their shoes and thinking, God, what would that be like if we were living like that? And, you know, what would I do? And what, you know, but I remember that scene, because a lot of the time I'm a fairly emotional guy. So I remember that scene. I remember I was doing grand, and then we got up to the shower, and they had like a little, like a Spider-Man or Avengers deck chair. Like for a baby, and it was in the shower, and that's where they would put him into, a very small kind of shower. And I remember thinking, that looks visually very harsh. You know, that looks like something where, I suppose when you have a child, if you've any child, you're trying to tool them up for the world. The world is tough. And when they leave your house, you want to give them confidence, and you want them to feel good about themselves and have dignity. And I suppose, when you see little things like that, you think that must be hard. It must be hard to be in a position where, you know, Caden's a young guy, but there's other kids who are like 17 and they have to call their mum to come and bring them to wash them. And, you know, they don't have a wet room and they can't manage it. And there's these little kind of moments that are speckled through the interviews where you meet people and you can't help but just feel like, oh, that's awful. We need to... Something needs to be done here. We need to change that. Caden was one of the most unbelievable kids I ever met. He was like hilarious. Like I was saying to him at one stage, I said, Caden, like, is there anything you want me to do for you? And he's like, and his brother was standing behind him, who's like 16, lovely, very quiet guy. Caden's all mouthy. And he's like, get rid of this muppet. and his brother, you could just tell the brother had the arms folded. He's like, soon as that guy Baz leaves, I'm going to strangle you, you know. And they're just normal family. But I think that's what happens is, you know, you live your life and we all have things, we all have issues and stuff goes on with our family. and you're entitled to feel sorry for yourself. But sometimes when you go into other people's worlds and you get a look behind the curtain, you see how much some people are dealing with, and you just think, how? How do they get up every day and, you know, and get through a day? What does a day look like for them? And that's why when you do DIY SOS and you finish it and you come home, it's like I compared it to being at a festival. Like, you're knackered, you're wrecked. You're thinking, I'm never doing that again. But there's a part of you that's like, that was really good.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
You get to see the reaction of the people.
Which I feel awful about, because everyone else does it. And they're like, Baz, thank you. And I'm like, it's okay. It's all me. You know, but like, yeah.
Thank my butter knife.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a magical show for that. And a lot of people I meet on the street, they always say to me, oh God, I was bawling. Maybe you needed a little cry. You know, I think there's something satisfying in watching good people do good stuff. There's not a lot of that.
Well, it's perspective. You know, I think, again, it's very loud at the moment in the world. Everyone is shouting, across at each other. And even just yesterday on this show, talking to Katrina, the woman behind Cork Penny Dinners, you know, there's a lot of posturing at the moment and a lot of sort of virtue signaling and virtue shaming. And there's a lot of people just getting on with stuff. She's feeding people in Cork. They're coming every single day. She doesn't have time to start arguing over what a park should be named. This is the real life.
Yeah.
And it's the same for the people on this show. You know,
100%.
You know, that little deck chair in the shower, that's their normal and they have to get on with it.
Yeah. You can choose what prism you want to look at the world through. You can, that's a choice you have, that you can decide to turn off to everything going on. And there is that narrative of, us and them. There's a lot of us and them. You know, it's their fault and Dana. And what happens on a show like DIY is that all fades away and you get that old Irish mehel, that kind of community. I always think, from my experience, like, it's communities and neighbours, and those are the people that make the big changes. You know, they're the people that support these people in communities who need help. You know, you look at the, like, some of the grants that are given, say, for example, for, you know, home adaptations, you know, to put in a ramp, or like, they're dated. And that's why all these communities have these fundraisers and do these things, these charities that are out there. They're the ones that go out and make those big changes. You know, they need to look at that. They need to update all that, you know.
The wonderful news is that people can take part in the show. And that's kind of why you're here. So I'd better let you say it.
It is.
So if people are listening, they think we really could do with some of that mehel he's speaking of. We need some help here.
So there's... So we're looking for applicants for next year, whether it's you or someone in your family or maybe someone you work with or someone you know, and you think that they're living in conditions that aren't suitable. Now, it could be someone with a disability, or it could be someone who's had a life-changing incident and they're just slightly overwhelmed and they're struggling. If you know someone like that, or that is you, if you could... email us at diysos@indiepix.ie. That's diysos@indiepix.ie. Indiepix.ie. And just blurb. Just tell us all about whoever the family are or whoever the individual is. If you have any little videos, if you could show us maybe pictures of the house, whatever you have, you just send it. And then our guys will go through it and they'll send you out an application and we'll get it moving. And don't think about it. Just you'll know the families and you know people who are struggling. And a lot of people, it's very hard to receive generosity from strangers. It's not an easy thing, and a lot of people won't put themselves forward. The amount of families I've worked with, and they went, but we just didn't think we deserved it. And I'm like, you didn't think you deserved it? Like, it's amazing to me. That's the Irish mentality. Oh, there's people worse. I was like, I'm telling you now, you deserve it. So if you're one of those families in those conditions, or you know of a family, please email in and we'll get an application sent out to you. And if you do it as soon as possible, because we do get a lot of applications and they will close down, I think, around the 22nd of December. So,
and you got to, this people got to need it. It can't be just you fancy a new bay window in your gaff.
I did try that myself, but it is. Yeah, it is,
Baz, is this your email address?
Yeah.
Come here, I have to ask you how the mammy's doing.
I was in the Canaries. I went out for a week and I kid you not, I was so stressed. I had a very busy year. And I got to the end of it and I had to unclaw my hands on the last day. And I was like, "Mom, I'm finally relaxing." And she was like, "Stay another week." And I was like, "I will." So I stayed with Mammy for 2 weeks in the Canaries and just sat on her porch and just hung out with her. And she's just wonderful, man.
Yeah.
She's,
I presume everybody in the neighborhood knows her.
It's like walking around with Truman. Is what it is. Like the guys doing the jet skis, they're like, "Oh, you're Nazi," and I was like, "I thought I was famous." Like, this woman is like, it's, she's living in a different planet. But she just has that energy. She's very energetic. She's very personal. She's a nosy person. If she was in here, you wouldn't get a word in. She'd be like, "How are you? Where are you from? What's your family? Who's your kids? Where?" You know, she's just interested in people. And with that comes friendships a lot of the time, you know.
Well, look, so are you. And I love all the different ways it comes out. You know, you're such a great communicator. And Faithless, your TV show, which has done so well. Comedy drama, if people have seen it. I know it's been on the BBC. It's currently on the iPlayer. And obviously we've seen it here as well. But it's such an Irish thing, isn't it? You could be winning all kinds of accolades here. And it's like, sure, that's your man.
Yeah.
And then, oh my God, he's on the BBC. He's doing very well for himself. But you are doing very well for yourself.
Well, yeah,
the show is doing great and you've sold it into different markets and everything, haven't you?
Yeah, it's great. Like, I'm delighted with it. Like, for anyone who hasn't seen it, they can watch it on Virgin Media Play. But yeah, it goes out on BBC in, I think, in the new year in January. But it's been great. It's just a different creative outlet, you know. It's just like, I think a lot of the time people just, they get scared at the thought of failing at something. And I suppose years ago I was like, listen, I give it a ging. If it works, great. If it doesn't, someone will tell me.
But you're acting in it as well.
Yeah. Because one was ever going to cast me in Anthony Dermot. Let's be honest. So I said, you know, I'll write myself a part. I'll put myself in it. But it was great.
You're a bloody good actor.
But I had great fun. And I had an amazing cast. And it's just...
I think the early roles that you played with us in the Republic of Telly all those years ago probably laid those foundations.
I remember holding that gorgeous puppy with a gun and thinking, this is where I want to be. This is the life I want. This is the life for me, you know.
But it is such a great series. And, you know, if anyone doesn't know, it's Faithless is about a mixed ethnicity Irish family who are navigating grief following the sudden death of Mother Tracy. I know there's elements of your own. There's biographical elements in there.
Of course, yeah. Like, it's funny because I'm in no way Muslim, but I went to mosque maybe when I was small and my dad was around. And I just wanted to show what a mixed race family looks like. Like, I come from a family where, like, my partner's half Serbian, half Irish, and then I'm half Irish, half Egyptian, and then our mongrel children are, I don't know what they are there, you know. But that's Irish, you know. And it's not always about religion. Sometimes it's just culturally. I've had Italians come up to me and go, "That's like my family." Because everyone has, like, a tight dad or a, a promiscuous brother or whatever it is, you know. So they're just people, really, at the end of the day. So
yeah, and they're the kinds of things we need to be discussing and watching and getting comfortable with.
Yeah.
Baz, thank you so much. Happy Christmas to
Happy
you
Christmas
and
to
Nancy,
you, sir.
Whatever part of the world she happens to be in. And a reminder, if you think your family or family you know might benefit from a DIY SOS big build, without Baz doing any of the DIY, of course, you can email diysos@indiepix.ie. Thanks, Baz.
Merry Christmas.
Email Oliver@rte.ie.